If you're a fan of our podcast
and want to help support the show,
check out our Patreon,
where you can unlock tons of exclusive content like
behind-the-scenes clips,
extended tangents,
random shenanigans,
and even a chance to vote on what Star Trek episode we force Tyler to watch next. That's me.
For just $3 a month, you can support the good folks at Too Young for This Trek and get access to
Dork Seduction.
Seduce.
Where
MC,
Eric,
Troy,
and Tyler
take turns trying to seduce each other with the Trek-adjacent stuff they love.
Including, but not limited to,
Galaxy Quest,
Battlestar Galactica,
Stargate,
and so much more.
Unfortunately, we don't live in a socialist utopia, and things cost money.
So where will your valuable latinum go?
To be honest, mostly self-esteem. Knowing people are listening and enjoying the show enough to join the Patreon will make putting in the work to create it much easier.
Just beam on over to patreon.com/tooyoungforthistrek.
That's patreon.com/4thistrek.
Link in the show notes.
Make it so.
Seduced.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Zach, this is your first... This is not your first episode. Because you've been on some Discovery episodes, but this is your first Classic Trek episode.
Correct, yeah. This is the first time that I get to experience Too Young for This Trek in its original creation in all of its glory.
Well, the original creation is...
Too Young for This hit, right?
Yeah. Well, we started out watching Picard for this, and well, it wasn't for this. It was for Too Young for This hit. Yeah. I'll be right back. I gotta throw food at these cats. Too Young for This Trek, the search for booty.
2 years ago, we set off on a mission to introduce Tyler to strange new episodes.
To boldly go where several podcasts have probably gone before.
But then, a while back, Troy mentioned there was this one time on Star Trek where everyone was wearing a thong for no reason, and now we have a new mission.
To watch the one with the thongs.
But getting there is gonna be a little tricky, because Tyler doesn't know which episode that is.
I did narrow it down to 50 episodes, though, so we'll get there eventually.
Who's Troy? Oh, where's Troy? Is he not coming?
I don't think he's able to. I think he's at his parents.
Oh, that's right.
The appearance of Troy whenever I do a podcast is like one of the rarest of fucking Pokemons. He never shows up.
Yeah.
Look, it's a Zapdos!
Like, Chris is like the opposite.
Chris is everywhere.
Yeah.
So you guys ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which podcast is this again?
Hello and welcome to Too Young for This Trek, the search for booty. I'm Tyler, and today we'll be searching for booty. But with me as always is Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. MC?
Hello.
And not Troy, it's
Swiggity,
Zach.
Swiggity, swiggity, swooty, give me that booty.
welcome back, Zach.
Thank you. I'm excited to come back and have watched a classic Trek episode, because I don't have time to sit down and watch these, and I had all the feels tonight, so thank you. It was a lot of nostalgia for me, so thank you very much.
Yeah, happy to finally have you on one of these, because you've been on twice before for Discovery episodes.
Discovery,
thank you
yep.
for helping me and MC get through that season. It was painful.
It was a struggle. Yeah.
My pleasure. I'm sorry that you guys struggled with it so much. I was entertained. I don't think it was a perfect season by any means, but I've been entertained the entire time. But I understand why you guys had a struggle with it.
Yeah, I think it's just trying to do a podcast about it made watching it worse. Because there were just some of those episodes, there was not much to talk about.
With that formula layout that they've been doing, I agree. Strange New Worlds is much different, but that's a whole other conversation.
We picked the wrong new Trek to cover.
Mm-hmm.
pretty much I think there's a couple of episodes where me and Tyler just start talking about anime.
You did.
Definitely.
I listened to them all and I went, we're 30 minutes in and we're already off topic, but you guys talked more about anime than you did Star Trek that episode, but it was still entertaining. It was good.
There's one where I had a mental breakdown and just edited in One Piece music and then bits and pieces. Like when instead of throwing to like a quote from the episode, I would put in some audio from Below Decks.
Yes.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah. There was a great microwave repair episode of 2022.
Oh yeah.
We did what we had to do to keep it going. But
True heroes.
Today we're watching Deep Space Nine, Season 6, Episode 7, You're Cordially Invited.
Oh, thanks.
Also known as Worf Gets Cucked.
Oh, that's right. I have some of these, but you guys go ahead. I gotta find them.
Also known as The Monster-in-Law.
No, that's nice.
Yeah.
Eric, you got any?
Oh, man. I did not come prepared. You got anything, Zach?
Yeah, I got three potential ones.
Okay. Let's hear it. Maybe I'll come up with something better.
The Hangover in Space.
Oh, that's perfect.
Today is a good day to marry.
Ooh.
And the last one is, MC and I were kind of connecting, Martok in Law. Those are the three I came up with.
You got anything, Eric?
No, sadly. Maybe by the end of the episode. I'm sorry. It's been a day.
Well, just to remind you guys how we got here, this episode I thought was going to be about O'Brien inviting Sisko to a party in his pants. Sisko does not accept the invitation.
I mean, there was a party. And I'll say, not everybody was wearing pants, much like podcasting. So,
yeah, Eric's always fully nude. That's why he doesn't have the camera working.
It's just that stagnant picture of Eric just there with his cup, giving us that sexy side eye that we just can't turn away from.
Eric, how old is this picture? Just out of curiosity, like,
not that old.
You've had this picture
taken
up for 2 years.
Taken during 2020. Yeah, it's been about 2 years. Yeah, so not that old.
your profile photo for Zoom is the age of a toddler.
My toddler.
I'll update it soon. I'll update it soon.
Yeah. Hey, my profile picture's probably 2 years older than that.
But we never see yours.
Yeah. I mean,
we see fresh MC every week.
Yeah. Me and my hair as it's getting way too long.
Yeah, we can't talk about hair unless Troy's here.
God, tell me about it. Such a pain. I know, guys. It's the worst to deal with.
In this episode, everyone just got back to Deep Space Nine, which is cool. Also, apparently there is both a war and a wormhole to worry about. That's less cool.
Oh, God, that's right. You know nothing of anything about what's happening right now. And you're in season 6.
Season 6. Alexander's like 20-something now, and I'm just like, what?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I love these episodes.
Never mind.
But who cares about that shit? Because Worf's getting married.
Yeah.
To Dax?
Mm.
That's neat, I guess. Also, it's his first marriage, which means Alexander was conceived out of wedlock. Dun, dun, dun. Worf's going to go to hell. But before he can go to hell, it comes to him in the form of racism and cultural insensitivities, because Worf's bride-to-be doesn't take his traditional wedding plan seriously, and his proto-mom doesn't like his bride-to-be. Anywho, Worf goes off to the holodeck to do some horrible-sounding Klingon bachelor party things with his friends. The next day, he finds a trail of men leaving Dax's bed, and oh boy, is he upset. Not at all because of the trail of men, but because his proto-mom probably isn't going to let the wedding happen. So Dax gets mad and calls the whole thing off. That is until Sisko yells at her until she changes her mind. Dax then yells at Worf's proto-mom, and then the wedding is back on. The wedding happens and... I wrote something wrong. The wedding happens and, you know, it's Star Trek, so they'll probably never mention any of this stuff again. That's the summary.
That's a really good summary.
Not too bad, yeah.
I mean, If I had never watched this episode, that summary would get me to watch this episode.
There's some good stuff in this episode, and I have a lot of questions about some other stuff. Not so much the war in the wormhole. I can just accept that there's a war and there's also a wormhole. I'm more curious about the wormhole.
So you don't know about the wormhole?
No.
He probably. That's right. He's only seen.
That's fantastic.
He's seen the one back in the episode Back in Time. Oh. Right.
So there's seen a few couple episodes, of DS9s. No.
There's a few we've recorded that haven't been released yet.
Okay.
We just happened to hit like a run of DS9 episodes the last few episodes.
Yeah, this is the number 3 in a row, I think.
Yeah.
But somehow the last few episodes didn't mention the war or the wormhole.
Well, has
somehow.
The wormhole always been there? Because
yes.
It's in the intro. You physically see the wormhole in the intro.
I thought that was just someone going warp, and that just happened.
Oh, yeah, no, Tyler! Oh, you're so cute. I love you. You're great. depending on what episode you guys also showed or you watched, the war is or is not relevant.
There was one that a war was happening. I think
it's the same war.
Oh, okay, that was like season 2 or something.
There's a couple big. There's the big war, and then there is some skirmish battles that are going on with.
Conflicts within
on there's conflicts that aren't necessarily connected to this war but
they are connected to this war
now. They are, yes. Without so many words in my mind.
So can I know about the wormhole, like, so, or do I need to wait until we get to the wormhole episode? Because
every episode is
because that's a lot to get into. Like, the wormhole's a big deal.
And there's definitely different episodes that you have
that
not
directly
seen
deal
yet.
With it.
Okay.
But I am wondering, Tyler, did you know that Dax and Worf were a thing, like, at all?
No,
prior
had,
to this?
Had no he clue whatsoever.
He would have had an idea of this.
No, like, it's weird to me because, like, this is like Worf's, like.
I'm pretty sure there was a couple seasons leading up
13th
to this.
Season of Star Trek.
Yeah.
So, like, Worf's, like, very established. And, like, this is, like, I mean, I guess Dax has been around for 6 years at this point. But I don't know. It seems like, to me, if Worf didn't find love on the Enterprise.
Oh.
Like, wow. I know he hooks up with Troy. That's came up at one point. Troy with an I, not with a Y. But maybe. I'm not gonna count it out. Like, I don't know, Troy's not here to speak for himself, so
what happens in the holodeck stays in the holodeck.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in Troy's fanfics stays in Troy's fanfics.
What Troy draws for us in the discourse.
Sometimes he just draws things for himself, but we don't know.
We're not judging.
He had to go back and make some edits after, you know, he saw that it was confirmed that Klingons do have two penises. But
you heard that in a podcast somewhere, I think.
What were we talking about? Worf getting married?
Worf getting married. You're entertained and amazed that he found love finally. I mean, I guess it makes sense on a station, which is stationary, whereas the Enterprise was episodic and flying around the galaxy every episode.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm more interested in the fact that this is Worf's first wedding, because, like, for some reason I just assume that Worf, like, he has a kid, and I don't know, Worf just seems like the kind that would be married before having a kid. So I just assumed he had a wife and she, like, died or something.
You got to see adult Alexander this episode. We don't get many adult Alexanders, do
no.
we?
No,
we only got like two.
I want to say one
three?
Or three, like two or three, because there's definitely that TNG. Yeah,
there's a whole TNG arc about it.
Yeah.
Do we see him, like, progress, or is he, like, kid adult?
Can we say MC? Can we say?
Oh, is there time travel shenanigans? Oh
shit!
No,
not time travel. No.
Okay. So do we ever see Alexander's mom, or do we know anything about her?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, we do.
I'll wait.
Trying to be vague.
There's a good story with that.
There is.
There's emotion with it.
I actually really like that character.
It's a good episode.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of questions about like Worf and Alexander's relationship, though.
Yeah,
because Worf's like hardcore, like traditional Klingon shit, but Alexander does like said he barely knows how to say his own name.
That's part of the whole why you see Alexander. Like he's a kid, and you don't. There's something that happens.
Okay. Okay. I guess we'll just leave that vague. But yeah, I just thought it was weird that like Worf wouldn't have like instilled his like love for like Klingon shit in his son. That is apparently his whole world.
That is a plot point that you will discover in future episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That will address that very question actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh huh. That actually, this episode definitely reminded me of a few of those episodes.
There's one particular one it made me think of, but...
Yeah.
One last question about Alexander, and then we can move on. So he talks about, like, being on a ship. Is he in the Federation or something else?
No.
No. You saw his getup, right?
Yeah, but I didn't recognize it. I didn't know if that was like his casual wear.
No, that's my Sunday casual best when I go to the bar.
That's Klingon soldier like, so, garments.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought maybe that, but he doesn't speak Klingon. So like, how's that work?
Translators.
I guess.
Well, Federation has universal translators. Klingons. Due to some point as well.
I can't imagine
because not everyone speaks Klingon.
But I can't imagine Klingons accepting a Klingon that doesn't speak Klingon.
Plot device, they do.
Okay.
For this character.
He gets a pass.
Yes.
Okay.
That is a good point, though. Yeah. Like, I feel like that would kind of be an issue.
They kind of address it where he talks about how clumsy he is and how he's doing things wrong, but the crew that he's currently serving with is like, this guy is so bad, nothing else can go wrong for us, so let's keep him around. So we're at so much danger with him here, he's going to keep us safe. So they kind of accept him for what he is.
Hmm. Yeah, I feel like this episode softened Klingons like more than I have ever seen.
So DS9 does something really interesting where they kind of get into like the Klingon culture a little bit more than we've seen in previous series. And yeah, that's one of the things I really dig about DS9 is they go deep. And this is one of those episodes. We get a little bit of Klingon mythology. A little bit more about their honor system and like family dynamics and all that. Yeah. It was interesting.
And was part cool of revisit. That. Yeah. And part of the reason that we also get a lot of this like Klingon backstory because Dak's former host, as is revealed in this episode, was the former Federation
ambassador.
Ambassador, yeah. To the
she was a diplomat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She helped negotiate the Kittimer Accords, which are big to Star Trek people, that's a big fucking deal. And that's why her
also on the list.
That's why Dax thank you, it should be. That's why Dax knows so much, even though she is Trill, she is very well versed in the Klingon culture.
Yeah.
Even though she herself is not Klingon.
Now that was Curzon, right?
Yes,
the old man that Sisko refers to.
Yes,
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we see him at some point, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Yeah,
it's been so long for me.
Oh, before we get much further, Tyler, is this the first time you've ever met Martok?
Yeah.
Officially, yes, but he did see Martok in Picard season 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he in season 2?
Yeah.
Well, part of him was on display.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. His skull. You didn't recognize him by the skull?
Well, he didn't know who he was yet, but when I saw it, I knew, oh, that's Martok right there.
Yeah. And he was technically in that one episode that took place in the 50s, except he didn't have all the prosthetics and makeup.
No.
So he wasn't himself.
His name sounded familiar, but I didn't know why.
Yeah, he's a great character.
He's a big recurring character in DS9.
Cool. Yeah, I liked him. He was probably the most interesting Klingon I've seen. Like, other than Worf.
Yeah, just wait.
he's a lot of fun.
I thought how he talked about his wife was, you know, interesting.
Yeah. Well, let's put the quote here.
But yeah, where do you guys want to go? Or MC, do you want to start at the beginning or?
MC loves starting at the end. That's what I've learned from this.
I feel like MC, do you want to start from the beginning more than MC said, let's start from the beginning at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we can start at the beginning, but not much really happens at the start of this episode.
Yeah.
It's after... pretty much what happens at the start is... Worf and Dax are having dinner with Alexander, and Alexander reveals that he's going to be away for like 6 months or something, and Dax is like, hey, why don't we have the wedding here rather than on Kronos after the war, so Alexander can be a part of it and we can have him around for the wedding, essentially. And that's how all the disaster of the wedding and planning it happen.
The adventure. It's an adventure, MC. It's not a disaster. Yeah. Come on.
But I love how, like, Worf is, like, so set on this being perfect. Like, he's the one that's stressing out about it. He's the Bridezilla.
Yeah, he planned everything out for 3 months. You should have called it Bridezilla. That would have been a good name,
Eric. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Eric or Tyler, edit that
we'll
in
just
later.
Do some time traveling, yeah.
Yeah, Eric, let me get a good clean Bridezilla from you.
Bridezilla.
yeah, I thought that was cool that Worf is he's like the Bridezilla, yeah. What you said. Yeah. Dax is kind of like sort of just like over it, going with flow, because they go back and forth on referring to Dax's, like, I don't know, past lives as part of her and not part of her. Like, one conversation, which was confusing. She says she's been through, like, what, like 5 weddings already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they were all trill. So she's like, whatever, let's do this.
So this episode was kind of relatable because...
You're a
trill. This is basically me and Megan. Like, I was the one stressing out about every little detail, and she's like, it'll be fine. And of course she was right. But like, yeah, that just kind of made me laugh. I was like, oh, it's us.
Yeah, you're the Worf. Something I thought was funny about this episode is a Dragon Ball Z podcast I listened to, the host, Kyle, who I hopefully will get on here one day. He's not like a big Star Trek person. I don't think he's seen much, but he happened to like, he used a term called like Worfing, which is like, when you take out like the biggest, baddest motherfucker in the place to like make someone look tough. Cause I guess that happens a lot with Worf. Like they take him out to make like a villain look tough.
There's
definitely in TNG.
Yeah. TNG constantly. With his character. Yep.
I just thought it was funny because, like, how he saw, like, Worf as, like, this super tough guy, and then there's this episode. And it was, like, literally last week when that came up.
This isn't the only episode where you have Worf with emotions.
Yeah, that's true.
There's actually some really good TNG episodes with Worf, with Alexander. Okay. But with Worf in general, he's got some great character episodes. But you get a lot more of that with DS9 because of how it's structured, where it's not... It is episodic, but they have the overall arc of what may be happening that season. Mm-hmm. And with him having his relationship with Jadzia.
Yeah. I've always loved Worf as a character. Like in TNG, he was a fun character. But when we got to DS9, they had a much more nuanced approach. And that's like really like his character, just it's night and day, you know, like
yeah. Everything well, he's in TNG, he's kind of like
just
the butt
so
of the
much
joke.
More development. Yeah, yeah, he, exactly.
Yeah, he was a security. He was security, the head of security on in TNG, was, and then they were able to have his character grow, not yeah. just in a position, but actual character development. With
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, in TNG, he was pretty one note a lot of times, but that's just because of the structure of the episodes and stuff. He did mm-hmm. like Zach said, he did have some great episodes and some really good moments, but DS9 is just like on a whole another level when it comes to Worf's character. And he also gets some really badass moments. Like it's not just all mm-hmm. feels, like he really gets to do some stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Is that one
I'm excited for
Worf
some
cries
of these episodes.
For 50 minutes. Yeah. yeah. So what else happened?
You have a whole side quest and side story going on.
The bachelor party?
Yeah.
Well, no, with Odo yeah. and
oh yeah,
and Kira.
I kept forgetting
oh, yeah,
her
let's
name.
Get that one
I
out
was going to include her in the summary, but I could not
right.
remember her name.
Bye. Oh, that's right. They had the bathroom conversation and
yeah,
up all
I guess
yeah, that was cute.
A couple episodes, they like I don't know, hooked up or something. Something.
Can't tell you.
I know.
No,
but that's all we can really say about it.
I can't tell you. Things happened and they needed to talk and they were avoiding each other.
Yep.
And then they finally got to a point where they talked.
Mm-hmm. All night long.
All night long.
Dax does something else all night long, which is interesting. Oh.
It involves a knockoff version of The Rock and some fire.
Yes.
And some other guy who kind of looks like. Like his head looks like a penis maybe.
Oh, is this?
I think I know who you're talking about. We can't say. We can't say the name.
He okay. can't say all his right. name.
No,
I was about to spout it out, but I wasn't sure if we're not okay.
We're not that far right. yet.
So, do yeah, Worf okay. and Dax
you will
have
see
like
that character
an open
again,
relationship,
Tyler.
Or like what's happening here?
I was kind of wondering about that myself.
Okay, like, I didn't know if there was something established. Like
it has been a while since I've like watched through all of DS9, but I don't remember those moments, and that kind of caught me off guard.
Okay, because I like the part where Worf walks
like
in and knockoff uh-huh. Rock looks terrified, and then Worf does not care about like any of that.
Well, this guy is a human. And he opens a door and he sees Worf, a Klingon, who is physically bigger, physically stronger, has a reputation of being a badass on the flagship of the Federation, the Enterprise, and now yeah. is on your space station, and happens to also be walking into the room where you're walking out of his fiance and you're not wearing pants. So yeah. He's got.
Also, you've been there all
okay.
night. I think something happened. And furthermore, about something happening is one, like Dax got him the day off so that he could come dance, like basically be like a stripper for her. And then mm-hmm. she's like, "You want another? You want two? How about 2 days off? If I can like look at you all night." And I'm like, "This seems inappropriate." yeah. I think they need to. That guy needs to like report her for like sexual harassment. She was using her position of power to like coerce him into doing things that he might not want to do otherwise. So,
I mean, he didn't seem to hate it.
Yeah,
he really wanted 2 days off. Like, I don't know.
Maybe he wanted more.
Yep, I don't know. It was weird.
It looks like a fun party. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. There's also like everything up to leading up to that party was Jadzia having to deal with Martok's wife and her just being
was
like.
Was her name like Serena?
Cirilla?
Cirilla, that's it. Sarsaparilla.
And... Yes. Sarsaparilla.
Yeah. and like dealing with her and her wanting like almost perfection out of Jadzia because she's an alien trying to make her way into this family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very difficult thing to talk about, like, how families work in Klingon culture.
Well, I love how, like, Dax, like, kind of throws some shade and, you know, when she's going over the family history. It's like, well, that's up for debate, whether you're actually related to, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she knows her Klingon history. That's what's great.
We'll still go with what you want. Don't you worry. We're not gonna tell anyone else. We're just talking in my room.
Are Klingons fine. Like the rednecks of the universe? Because they get taught like history incorrectly. They're xenophobic.
Well, they do a lot of drinking on the back of pickups in the middle of nowhere shooting guns. Yeah. They do that.
Klingons are the rednecks of the universe. Or the galaxy.
They have a lot of tractors in their lawn.
It wouldn't surprise me if they fix a lot of things with duct tape and
They have their TV on top of their non-working TV. I don't know if that's a thing anymore, since now everybody has a flat screen, but can't really do that. I want to tell you guys about something that I'm going to cut out, but I have a neighbor that's in the... My next door neighbor is literally a white supremacist, which is
Thought you were gonna say Klingon. Thank God.
Yeah, literally Klingon. Thank God he's just a white supremacist. Maybe I'll leave this in.
It's like that episode of Enterprise. We're all fucked.
But yeah. So MC, would you punch a 70-year-old man? Find out after this commercial break.
No, I'll say now. Yeah. Completely.
Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Games like
Star Fox,
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Echo the Dolphin,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Castlevania Bloodline,
Super Metroid,
Shining Force,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
Sonic 2,
F-Zero,
Pokemon Snap,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a podcasters assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network.
A podcast where we peel away the veneer of nostalgia and play some unnecessarily difficult video games, just because our friends are playing them too.
So join us on the Super Switch Club, where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Fantastic. I'm thoroughly looking forward to this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
It looks like he has a leaf recorded. On his forehead.
Got it. Recording and oh my goodness, what is happening?
That's the collaborative whiteboard.
Oh no, don't show nacelles. We already know Eric's not wearing pants. Don't do it. Are we supposed to be recording on our side? Because I have been.
Yes.
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 Okay, good.
Yeah, good. Don't stop recording.
Don't stop recording.
Oh, damn. What happened to the whiteboard? I was drawing.
Ha ha.
Oh, there it is.
I stopped Eric from touching himself to the
cells. Oh, well, that's good. I can only handle so much Eric self, you know, pleasuring himself to more nacelles, you know, so many times a month.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I know how you feel. So.
Hey, there weren't any nacelles in this episode, were there?
I mean, maybe some tiny
ones. There were.
There was a Klingon ship.
Oh yeah, we saw two Klingon ships, but I'll tell you, the Vorcha I've always liked.
Yeah.
She's not the best looking ship. I'll take a D7, but the Vorchas, they did it for me.
They're pretty cool. You don't see them a whole lot, do you? Like it's always either a Bird of Prey or a D7, but that design I thought was so great. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, something about it. It's like the detail on it. Like,
well, it was the Klingons' answer to the Galaxy class at the time. They're like, we need something bigger and newer than like the beefier. Past 200 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Vorcha. All right.
Yeah.
Does it have truck nuts?
Like, it looks like an actual battleship compared to the other Klingon ships.
It does.
I'll assume you're responding to my question.
Yes. Whatever you said, I didn't hear, but...
Yeah, what did Tyler ask?
Oh, it's fine. You'll hear it later. So anyways...
He said
something about truck nuts. Yeah. No, wait. Tyler said something about truck nuts. I just heard truck nuts, and I tuned the rest out.
I could see some truck nuts on that Forge class.
Would Klingons, if they had truck nuts, would they have two or four? Four?
I think we went over this before, but our testicles weren't ones to back up anyway, so would they actually have...
Yeah, because they don't have four eyes, you're right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That would...
I think it would still be two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that I showed up for this episode so we could really hammer out the intimate details of Star Trek that we really need to know.
Oh, we do that like every other episode.
So we're on to the bachelor party.
Road to Kalhaya.
Yeah.
Mm. Now that's
I thought
fun.
This was hilarious. Because, like, was it O'Brien and...
Bashir.
I always forget his name. Yeah. They're going into this thinking it's going to be something completely different.
Yeah, O'Brien's like, thank God my child wife's not here. Because the last time I saw her, she was
That's
a child
right.
still.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So what I love is this made me side with Jadzia at one point, because Worf is awful at communicating.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
both O'Brien and Bashir are both, they're caught so off guard. They have no idea what's happening. Worf mm-hmm. just like, oh yeah, bachelor party, it's great, come with me, we're gonna go in the holodeck. That sounds nothing like Worf, but whatever. So
that's a good so they go up voice. There
so they think they're gonna go for a bachelor party for 4 or 5 days, and like, we're not gonna eat for 5 days. Why are there sticks with puffy balls at the end? What is happening? This makes no sense.
Yeah,
he didn't tell them shit.
I like how they have food there to tempt them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna, you might as well have every temptation there, because you got what, 6 trials, right?
Five or six,
something like that.
Yeah. I mean, you got food. I mean, you've got to have a stripper in one corner.
Don't
you've
look
got
at her.
Water in another. Alcohol over there. Don't look at her. I'll gouge your eyes out. You look. All right, here, fucking eye.
Yeah, like, even Alexander doesn't know what's going on. I feel like Worf should have at least, like, filled him in, right?
And then Alexander passes out.
Yeah.
The humans are doing better in this than Alexandra, the actual Klingon. I can't say. He's Klingon.
Yeah, and he asks for his grandma when he wakes up. That was great.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Eric, which grandma do you think he was asking for? You can't answer that right now.
So I like the part where I think it was I can't remember what all the trials were, but there was one that I think it was the blood trial where they have to like fight or something. And Worf's like, oh, Bashir, I didn't expect you to be the volunteer. And he's like, I didn't either, because everyone else did that thing they do in cartoons where they step backwards.
Whoever wants to volunteer, step forward. Everyone steps back except for one guy.
I believe there was a shared look of, we're stepping back, right? And we're just going to leave him there, right? It was like half a step back. Oh. Yeah. Bashir. Come on.
Come over here. Come on. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
You got this.
It was good to see O'Brien in a more light episode, because the last time we saw him, it was all about his past as a soldier.
He's another character that DS9 took and did great things with. He was a recurring character on TNG, which I always loved. And then DS9 took him and they developed him, and it was great.
Yeah, DS9 did that really well, I think, with every character on the show. Like, they just developed everyone. In fact, I think the only person who didn't, like, evolve and change is Quark. But Quark doesn't need to.
Yeah, Quark's Quark.
Yeah.
And even he has his moments.
Yeah, no, but he's a quintessential Ferengi. But he has some moral core that's not just profit. Mm-hmm. And you see that in his character. But he's still a Ferengi who wants to make a profit.
Yeah.
So
he's like a libertarian.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you for the most part. I think from start to finish, he has the smallest character arc. I think he still goes through an arc, though. Yeah. Very similar to, let's say, without giving anything away, Picard in TNG.
Yeah.
Look at Picard season 1, Picard season 7.
Yeah.
There's a difference. It's not much, but there is a character arc. And I think Quark is the same, because he has great episodes where he is spot on Ferengi TNG, and then he's evolved Ferengi with DS9. And there's a big difference between the two.
I agree. Man, I wonder if he's going to be back in Picard Season 3. I'm Quark? Actually really... Yeah, well, maybe not Quark, but I am hoping we do see some DS9 characters in Picard.
This one character who never interacted with Picard. I wonder if he'll show up in Season 3.
Because Sisko did, though. Sisko did.
Sisko could
be back. Maybe. Well, maybe not that.
We can't talk about that.
Yeah. We'll see. Oh, right. Shit.
You know, in true form, Tyler should watch the end of DS9 before he watches the first episode.
Yeah.
Just because.
Per tradition.
Mm.
I'm trying to... Oh, there was even a D-plot in this episode. The A-plot is the wedding. Mm-hmm. B-plot's, like, Jadzia's party and whatnot. C-plot's whatever Kira and Odo are going through. But then there's a D plot where Jake has
I forgot Jake was in the published. Episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't play... Jake does a lot of episodes. This episode, not so much. Yeah. He was questioning Quark on his attraction and love for Jadzia.
Yeah, and Quark had a great line.
And then spreading rumors. He was a rumor spreader. That's what he was all goddamn episode.
Quark had a great line, though. Something about, like, there's no profit in jealousy or something like that. I can't remember. I'll insert it.
Something to that line. And then Jake says, that's not a denial.
Yeah.
And then he runs off.
Yeah, to do what Eric was just doing about ships.
Is that a fortune SL? Hold on, I need to go.
But yeah, Jake's going around just telling people that he got published, and they're all like, cool, that's good for you. And I think he does that like 3 times, and that is what he do. Well, I guess he's like talking about the Klingon bachelor party. He's like, just use your imagination.
Do you know what they're doing up there? The Klingon bachelor party. You know what goes on there, don't you? And then just awkwardly walks away, and then the person just stares going, holy crap. And you never know what they think.
What do you guys think would happen at a Klingon bachelor party if you didn't see this episode?
Lots of food. And fighting
and drinking, right? Like, there should be lots of drinking. Yeah.
There would be a lot of blood wine. There would be eating. There would be a lot of attire similar to what Jadzia was wearing at the end, which was very reminiscent of TNG. Maybe a lot of that. Maybe some fighting.
A couple of boob windows.
Boob windows is...
I've just heard of...
No, but we've talked about them quite a bit.
I was really disappointed there wasn't
this was
a
your
thing.
this is your first experience to boob windows without actually seeing them on a Klingon. That's depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I definitely expect there to be a fighting pit where there'd just be a bunch of people standing around cheering and being like, push the next person in.
Yeah.
Just random people beating each other up.
Yeah, I feel like the groom would have to, like, you know, fight everyone there or something.
For fun.
Yeah.
What's the arm wrestling one where they go back and forth between the knives? They do that a lot.
That sounds great.
That's a legit Klingon thing that they do. Yeah. I forget the name of it.
Hmm. I'm surprised Quark didn't adopt that game.
Gang?
Yeah.
Quark throwing gang singles. Mm-hmm. Sybils?
Sybils? What?
Shepherd? Sybil Shepherd? Quark just
gotta
threw
say,
Sybil
though,
Shepherd.
O'Brien and Bashir, they must be really good friends to, like, endure all that. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't really give up. And then at the end, there's that great scene where they're at the bar. They're finally, like, the wedding was off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're about to eat. And then it... and then as they get their food. Oh, man.
Apparently
they've
ordered
painful.
What, the most expensive stuff?
Yeah.
And Quark's like, no refunds.
No refunds.
No, no refunds,
yeah. That was an awesome moment.
Yeah. The thing is, they could have actually...
I felt so bad for them throughout that.
They could have... It's their own fault. They could have had a couple of bites of food because their order was ready, except for they were waiting for some juice that had to be, like, squeezed or something. And Quark is like, you guys could have replicated. And they're like, no, we'll wait.
So, we've waited
we'll get
this
the real
long.
Juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to really talk about other than the ending, which I thought was great?
The wedding itself?
I thought the wedding was great, but I loved how the episode ended.
Oh, I loved that.
But yeah, we'll talk about the wedding itself. I thought the speech that
the mom,
Sarsaparilla, what was her real name?
Cirilla.
Cirilla.
I thought, like, not a speech, but like her, like, ceremony thing she has to say. I thought that was good. The whole thing about the two beating hearts,
awesome.
And then, like, I really like the metaphor of the Klingons killing the god that created them.
Yes.
That was pretty
that's
epic.
A big thing in Klingon mythology. Yeah. Thought that was awesome.
So I feel a Klingon wedding is way more interesting than a Catholic wedding.
Oh, God. Catholic weddings are so long.
Oh, they're like hours. Yeah. It's so bad.
I've only been to two, but I wouldn't do a third. Unless I had to.
Nope.
A lot of ritual.
You gotta eat Jesus. You gotta drink Jesus. You gotta...
Which is weird because we don't even take him out for dinner first. But
I love this whole ceremony. I think... I don't know. They just do such a good job with the Klingons throughout DS9. Because, like, it'd be so easy to make it... I don't know, over the top and cheesy, but, like, they really put some thought into it. Like, they really approached the Klingons, like, as if they were an actual culture. You know, like, they put some thought into it, and I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
Well, with DS9, Tyler's not aware of it, but they were a much bigger part. I mean, they were a big part in TNG.
Oh, for sure.
Consistently.
Yeah.
But DS9, because of everything that goes on throughout all seven seasons, they are a massive part. Of the entire series.
I just love how there's been this evolution. If you start with TOS, the Klingons are like straight up the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And then TNG, there's a little bit more gray area going on there. And obviously they're not enemies at that point, you know. But then DS9, you really get to see behind the curtain a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, TNG shifts focus on who the enemies are. And then they do it again in DS9.
Definitely.
I think... Voyager and DS9 both did it was at this time when they actually started developing a lot of the alien races that we get to see and the cultures and like the intermingling of those cultures with the Federation, and we get to see a lot of that from the crew on the Voyager and how they're dealing with that in the Delta Quadrant. And then we get a lot of it because of the conflicts that happen around Deep Space Nine. So I thought it was really nice, like the development of actual like religions and cultures and all of that stuff in Deep Space Nine. For like, there's like 5 or 6 different species that we get like in-depth backstories to, and like religions and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's very much like someone sat down and was like, okay, I want to play a role-playing game in Star Trek. Let's just create like everything that you need so you can play a role-playing game in Star Trek, and then we'll just make that the backstories for all these races.
Yeah, there's a lot of world building throughout the show, for sure.
Yeah.
Man, there's something I really want to bring up, but I can't.
Do you want to take my headphones off?
No. I just want to say this episode's really important, I would say.
You know what, Eric? I did some research right after watching this because I just wanted to know something later. Mm-hmm. And then I went, damn. Just with how everything happens. I went, oh, okay, that's where it happened in the season. All right.
Yep. Yeah.
This season's great. And I think
it's a great season.
Yeah.
But
then there's, yeah.
There's stuff I can't talk about.
Yeah.
It's
kind of bittersweet revisiting this episode. That's all I'm going to say.
I just got an incoming transmission. Yeah, well, there's from Troy. He's holding a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a new one? Or yeah,
it's a fresh baby.
Did he take someone else's?
I think it's a fresh his baby. Niece. You can't see.
Oh, that makes sense.
Why does Troy have a fresh baby?
That's just my lock screen.
That's your control.
There we go.
How do you iPhone? There you go. Fifth time the charm.
It seems backwards that you have to turn the brightness down for you to see it. I don't know why. But yeah, so I really like the part where, like, throughout where Bashir and O'Brien are like, kill Worf, kill Worf, kill Worf. And then at the end, they have to, like, attack him. That's where the episode
One
ends.
Of the things, as you watch more DS9, Tyler, you will see that O'Brien and Bashir are, they are the comedic duo. They're always together. They're always with each other. Even when they don't agree, they're there. And they have such great dynamic and interaction, whatever the situation in. For it sure. Is.
Who else thought it was really smart of Worf to choose 3 humans as some of his best men instead of all Klingons?
Well, at this point, at this point, he doesn't have a bunch of Klingons to choose from.
No, but I thought, oh yeah, no, if I was in that situation as well, I'd choose someone that I would perceive as weakest, so I didn't get the crap beaten out of me as well as running away from my own wedding.
That's smart,
yeah. We've seen Worf fight Klingons. He can hold his own.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking, I think
it hasn't happened yet, right? In canon yet? Has that happened yet?
Oh, it came up in TNG.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There's times.
One specific episode I'm thinking of. It's like a prison planet. I can't say too much, obviously, but.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Martok was there.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. Great oldies.
I can't remember if that was this season, next season, or maybe the season before. I know it's like later DS9.
Did Martok still have still have 2 eyes? That's your indicator.
Yeah, no, so it was...
I think he lost an eye by now in this one.
Yeah, his eye was gone this episode.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was the previous season, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
And while everyone who's watched Star Trek now knows what we're talking about, Tyler and anyone else who has not, still in the dark.
Yeah, I bet if I would have been paying attention, I'd be really confused right now.
Yeah,
you guys were rambling on, and I'm just like, okay. Uh-huh. I was trying to figure out what was going on behind Zach.
I wonder, like, is it entertaining to hear us like try to be vague and like reference things? Like,
I can say, as someone who is a fan of Star Trek and listening, I find it highly entertaining listening to you guys dance around a subject, because I'll be sitting there either 100% knowing what it is,
I can
or
name
almost
a
knowing
lot
what
of
it
episodes.
Is. You're that's because you have a problem, but but I can. I'm always entertained when I listen to it. Tyler, on the other hand, I don't know.
I very often drift off.
Yeah, he gets this far away look in his eyes sometime, and I'm just like, I should say his name just to bring him back.
Eric, you'll get to experience this when we do Too Young for This DBZ.
Too Young for These Balls.
Yeah.
That's what Eric wants to talk, call it. And
Too Young
for
These
Balls.
Too
old for These Balls.
Yeah.
Too old for These Balls.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. Please have me on occasional episodes for that, please.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
If we,
it's going to happen one of these days. I have to cut back on podcasts at some point, though. Like, I have a lot of projects right now.
Yeah, I'm not taking over. Eventually. I'm not taking over Assembly.
You're going to edit. You're going to edit.
It'll fucking happen.
Yeah. If that does become a thing, I want to pick 52 episodes of Dragon Ball through Dragon Ball Z that...
Yes.
To show Eric in
and
order,
Super, right?
That would hopefully give him a good idea of the show. maybe Super.
Well, there's such a big difference, though, between Dragon Ball and Z. Mm-hmm. Super and Z are more closely related than Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I've seen a handful of episodes, and I've seen the difference between Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. They're very different shows.
I mean, you also might want to choose Kai and not...
Yeah, for sure.
Kai does a better job, yeah.
Oh, that's like the re-edits, right? I've heard about that.
Yeah.
They being on a Star Trek episode, it's the perfect time to talk about DBZ Kai.
Sorry.
Why not? We'll do that another time, Eric. Don't worry.
Any final thoughts?
Good episode.
That was a great episode.
I liked it. It's a good time.
I think Worf Gax and Worf are two of my favorite DS9 characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
great. I really want to know
I would
more
say
about
they're
their
two of my favorite. Yeah. they seem like they shouldn't work, but they do. And they are two of my favorite characters from two different generations of Star Trek. And the fact that they ended up together was great. And this is a great Worf episode. Worf has some great episodes. I would put this on the list of great Worf episodes. Jadzia has a lot of great episodes, period. Worf has a bunch as well.
Yeah.
Their relationship is definitely the personification of opposites attract.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's a whole episode before this that explains that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking if that applied to Picard, who Picard would end up with, and it was going to be a clown.
I'm going to go have sex with this blender. Hold on.
I'm just imagining Picard having a clown fetish now, so that's fun. He just wants to go honk a honk on the nose.
Nope. Honk. I don't like that.
Do you have a fear of clowns?
Mm-hmm. No. I do not like
it. My wife does.
I'm good.
All right. So it is time.
So
what?
No, wait, Tyler, you said you had something at the very end of the episode you wanted to talk about.
I don't remember.
No, really?
Can you jog my memory?
The way the episode ended. It was after the wedding. You said there was something after the wedding.
Oh, it was them fighting.
The beatdown?
Yeah. Oh.
The fade to black.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is time to read the IMDb review, which I forgot.
Should be entertaining.
Yeah. I got to look it up because I didn't think to look.
Going to be better than anything that you read for Discovery, so it'll be fine.
You occasionally get nice ones.
Oh.
You'll get a good Discovery rating when you give it a couple days. If you read it day one, it's haters just flooding. That's all that it is. You should be sorry. Don't you yawn. God damn it. You feel bad. You feel bad about being tired on a Friday.
Where are the reviews? Oh, there's 7 user reviews. Perfect.
That's it?
Yep.
be created an IMDb account and just review all the shit.
Dude, you should. I would love if our listeners started writing IMDb reviews for us to read. That'd be great.
I really thought about it because you guys are just dealing with so much bullshit. Like, I understand not every episode of Discovery was gold because they weren't, but fuck! Yeah. Come on. People just, they're such whiny bitch-ass people, and they just, I gotta go bitch about this because I don't like it. I don't have enough white guys. I gotta write a one-star review. Make Star Trek great again. It's great.
Please cut that all out. I'm just bitching right now.
Okay. So, all right. So here is the number one review of You're Cordially Invited on IMDb. It says 7 out of 10. Dax and Worf tie the knot. Warning: spoilers. With Deep Space Nine back under Federation control, things are getting back to normal. As his Worf's son Alexander is getting, I just want to say, if there's anything said incorrectly, this is how it is written, and that's how I'm going to read it.
You're fine. So,
Tyler can read.
As his Worf's son, Alexander, is getting transferred to another ship, Dax suggests that she and Worf should get married before he leaves the station, rather than waiting for the war to end. As part of the wedding preparations, Worf has the equivalent of a 4-day stag night with his male friends, or at least that is what they think. Dax must show General Martok's wife, Cirilla, that she is worthy to join their house. Cirilla is not... Why is this person just recapping the episode? We get it. Cirilla is not keen on having a non-Klingon join their house, so is determined to make sure she fails the test, although Dax knows something about her family that she would rather keep secret. The men are having less fun than expected, as a Klingon stag night entails various trials of endurance. It looks as if Dax has blown things when she throws a wild party in Quark's bar, Morn, where she comes to blows with Cirilla. There hasn't been a period this whole time. My eyes hurt. When she calls Dax a Rysian slut, tries to drag her off to another ritual, Worf tells her to apologize, but she refuses, leading to him canceling the wedding. It is up to their friends to get them to change their minds again and get married. After several action-packed episodes, this one featured far less action, but was still a lot of fun. Shannon Cochran put in a good performance as Cirilla. It was also fun to see Dax let her hair down at the party. It certainly looked like a great bash. I also liked the reaction of Dr. Bashir and Chief O'Brien when they learned that celebrations weren't going to be the fun activities they had anticipated. So yeah, it's just a nice review.
That's a pretty good summary.
I should have just used that.
I have a question. What was your favorite part of the episode?
That's a good question.
I think my favorite part of the episode was when Bashir and O'Brien thought they were going to get to eat. But then they didn't.
Yeah, it was good.
What about you, Zach?
I really dug the fire twirler. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Of course you did. He didn't have any nacelles, but my God.
Well, I just appreciate how, like, he's doing this whole thing, and then it turns out he's, like, a Starfleet captain. He just does this for fun on the side. That was cool.
MC?
I mean, he had the closest thing to nacelles that you could on a person. A big flaming stick.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. My favorite would definitely have to be Alexander waking up and going, Grandma.
That was fun. For me, Tyler may have experienced this, but Avery Brooks is a great actor. He's crazy. But whenever Sisko goes on a tear, I love it. And when he went to Jadzia's room and he went on a tear, you can't help but be captivated by it because he speaks with such authority. It doesn't matter who you are. You go, okay, yes, you're right. I am so sorry. He just gets that look and just goes. I love it. Whenever he goes on a tear, it doesn't matter the episode.
They haven't come out yet, but there is definitely angry Cisco episode coming out.
Oh, there are so many angry Cisco episodes.
Yeah, no, we've already recorded one. I hope you enjoy it when it comes out.
We've technically recorded two, although one was more like sad Cisco.
Yeah.
It's a pretty dramatic scene. It's real to me.
That's good stuff.
It's real to me, damn it.
Okay, so now it's time for Zach to pick what we watch next.
Oh, crap. Where's the list of things?
It should be, there should be links in the thing I sent you in Discord.
Discord is not open right now. Let's go fix this.
And
someone was exploding pod ass, and I was getting all sorts of alerts, so I closed it.
Oh, yeah. I think Doug and I were talking earlier.
You and Doug. God,
we get into it, man.
Fine. The search for booty.
Yeah. Actually, let's have you pick from the big list first, because you get to pick from the big list. You get to watch pick your favorite episode that you want us to watch next season, and hopefully you'll come back to watch it with us. That is the plan.
Right. I clicked on the search for booty, and I just get episode synopsis.
Yep. You should have a link for the big list, too.
The other search for booty? Yep. There's two searches for booty.
What do you have?
Nope. Brings me to the same thing with no list of episodes, just synopsis.
Eric, can you send him the big list?
Yeah.
I might not have that one.
Sorry.
Because, yeah, the one I have. Yeah,
also, we got 3 minutes.
Sure.
Just a heads up. Okay.
We'll just hang out.
Well, we'll just hang out.
Hey, wait, where do I go?
I don't know. I don't have access to it.
The big list.
Wait, why do we need the big list?
So Zach can choose one for next season. Yeah. And
I mean, I have episodes that I like that I know, but I don't know if they're on the list.
It doesn't have to be on the list. How about that? We'll put it on the list.
Yeah, just choose.
I mean, if it's a good or a bad one, then it's probably on the list.
Yeah, I think most episodes are on the list at this point.
I'm trying to remember where to find the list. I know I have access to it.
We have two. You have two choices. I can pick an episode of TNG that I really like that is emotional, or I can pick another episode. But you're gonna have to watch episodes of two different generations to understand.
It is up to you. It's your choice.
Tyler, do you feel like watching one or two episodes?
Yeah, I think I know what he's talking about. There's a couple.
Eric, you and I have talked about this, and it jumps a generation from TOS to DS9, and you need to watch TOS before you can watch DS9.
You have to watch both,
and you have to watch them back to back.
That's not how this podcast
just
works.
Just because.
So,
I think in this
but
case,
but you gave me the choice.
You get to pick
one.
Yeah,
I think in this case,
you can pick that first one if you want to.
Then you're gonna have to pick the second one. There's still no big list.
Oh, am I still looking? Sorry.
Okay. Well, here you go. All right. Here's what we're gonna do.
My internet's.
We're gonna take a break from DS9, and we're gonna go back in time. We're going back to TOS, and you're gonna officially see some troubles with triples.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah. Cool.
You're going to have to watch that. And then if everyone does whatever they need to do, there will be a fun episode after that. A very fun episode after that.
One of the
best. We'll see how it goes.
One of my favorite from that series right after that.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the triple episode. It's funny that you picked it, because like I will never pick a triple episode because I know what it is. It's got triple in the title.
You have said that so many times, so that was my contemplation of
it's finally happening.
I got to do the thing. I will pull the short straw, and I will do it.
All right. So we're not watching that one until we finish the search for booty. So now you get to pick from the big list, or not the big list, the search for booty list. You get to pick a synopsis, but we'll do that when we hop back in.
All right.
You got that list, right?
Yep.
I got a episode synopsis for Booty Search.
Booty Search, yeah.
Awesome.
Which I have not looked at because I've been trying to contemplate how to address the big list.
Take your time looking through the booty list.
Voyager, fuck that. No, we're going someplace else.
Oh, they're just guesses.
Yeah, they're Tyler's guesses. Just
yeah, I'll explain.
Oh. I don't know
which season, which series, yeah.
All right, good.
All right. Still need to come up with a name for this segment. If we could somehow get the rights to the thong song, I would just put that music in here. Let me see the thong. The thong, 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 thong.
Different kind of Cisco.
Yeah.
Hey guys, sorry, I'm still looking for the big list.
We don't
I
need
can't
any
find
more
it.
Though.
I know. The problem, I have no idea where it is. I know it's somewhere. I just don't even know where to look.
It's funny.
But yeah, because it's not in our folder, is it? It's not in the Too Young for This Truck folder? Huh.
I've never laid eyes on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll find it later.
Does Zach say anything in the Discord or anything? Because he's not back yet. I don't know where he would say in Discord.
He's probably still looking at the list.
He's probably searching.
He's searching for booty.
But yeah, when I was trying to look, though, my computer kept slowing down because it was doing too many things with the Audacity recording and the Zoom and all that. Like, it can't handle it. So.
That's weird.
Beep.
Yeah, the lag gets really bad if I try to do anything but this. Like, if I shrink the Zoom window and go, like, open a tab, like, it starts dragging.
Going
crazy.
With audio. We're recording in the progress. All right. Launching the meeting.
Did you find some booty?
I was going to pee. I'm sorry.
All right. So, do you want me to explain to you what you're looking at?
Yes, explain while I
yeah,
because
that episode hasn't come out yet, has it, Tyler?
Editing it? Nah.
No. You guys have teased it in your episodes, but you haven't actually explained
it yet. Okay, so Zach, you are looking at a list of, I think it's 52 episodes, 50, 52, I can't remember at this point. But,
yep.
50. Okay, so you have synopsises that I wrote for 50 episodes, just taking a stab at, like, what they could be. And these are 50 episodes that I think could possibly be the one with the thongs. So I had the titles, didn't know what they were about. So I guessed what they were about, didn't give you the titles, just what I thought it was about. So now you're going to pick from that. either which one just sounds the most interesting to you, or if you can try and take a stab at finding the thong episode, it's up to you.
What's
interesting is that you were actually kind of close on one of these, weren't you, Tyler, with the synopsis?
I had one that was about a wedding on Deep Space Nine, but it was not this episode.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many episodes here. I don't have time to read through all of them.
I could tell you the ones at the top of the list are probably better written, because then I just ran out of energy as it went down.
Oh, okay. That doesn't help.
One of them is literally the plot of Naruto.
Episode 34. Really, Eric or Tyler? Really, this is.
All right, read it to us in your most dramatic. Like, imagine you're pitching. If this is the one you're picking, imagine you're doing like the promo for like the episode. You're like, next time on Voyager. Yeah, whatever.
Next time on Star Trek: Next Generation. Worf is accused of not wiping after taking a poo. In order to restore his honor, he takes the vow of Bikoff, where he commits to exclusively wearing the same white thong for a month. Tune in next time. Star Trek: Next Generation.
What the fuck?
All right, so that is A Matter of Honor.
Yeah, that's not the one I wanted, but sure, we'll go with it.
Oh, shit. Right.
I'll take it. That's a good episode.
I'm going to give you
You should enjoy that
to
one.
Share your screen, MC, if you can pull that up for us.
Thanks. Got it.
If I'm thinking of the right episode, we get a alien species that we only see again on Lower Decks in this one, I think. They're very unique.
Oh, it is TNG. I was trying to remember because there's a couple of DS9 ones that it's definitely not Code of Honor.
Mm-mm. I don't hear anything.
Oh,
am I supposed to?
Yes.
Oh, I... yes. This one.
This is a fun. This is a fun one.
Did you pick that in the option when you shared screen? You can only optimize for video, I think, as an option.
Next time on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
I've been assigned to serve this ship and to obey your
orders. Oh, it's me.
Commander Riker joins the Klingons and is faced with a deadly decision.
I intend to attack the Enterprise and destroy it.
He must battle his own crew to survive.
I order you to lower your shields and surrender.
Prepare to attack!
On Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Okay, that does look fun. It's
another Klingon episode.
Yeah, I'm imagining this is like they did like a student exchange program. They did like an officer exchange program with the Klingons. And like...
That's almost exactly right.
You are not far off at all. That is... Yeah. You are right on point. Good job. Much better than your synopsis that I just...
Oh, by the way, editor note for Tyler, on these Klingon episodes, we have to put the Klingon music in somewhere.
You have to
Oh god, yes, please do. That is the most badass music in the entire universe.
I said send, not sing.
That one.
There is no lyrics to it.
There's like some snapping. At one point,
there is.
I'm pretty sure you guys are singing
Tyler has
the Amok Time music.
It's
come up at
he
least
did.
Once, I think. That's a different thing.
The one that I'm talking about, it's actually in The Search for Spock.
Yeah, it's in
it
Search
is.
For Spock.
It's in Search for Spock. You guys, you also watch First Contact,
okay,
right?
Yeah, the episode First Contact, not the movie.
You haven't yet?
Well, the episode First Contact, not the movie. I watched...
Okay.
I did that for another podcast, though.
That's where it was. Right. God damn it, that was fun. Because I rewatched that. Right where that pops in, that was emotional for me. I was like, oh, God, I love the Klingon music.
That's one of the best uses of it, yeah.
Feels so good.
Yep. Pretty epic
booty. We did not find the booty this week, guys. Like,
booty. It's great.
We're gonna keep searching.
Looking for thongs.
Sorry, I let you down.
We're pretty off course from the quest for booty at this point.
I'm going to study the synopses so that next time ish in the future I can make a
I put it on our
judgment.
Website. I'll put a link in the description where you can go look. Hopefully at this point I will have done this thing that I want to do where I set up like a Google form or something so you can go through and like guess which episode it is. We'll see if I do that. We'll see. It only took us like a year and a half to make the Patreon.
I think that's a good idea.
So
yeah.
You know, I can't wait for you to find that episode because I love that episode. It's a magical endeavor. There's a lot happening in that
Zach,
episode.
You got anything to plug?
You can normally find me over with the Neatcast, occasionally with F and Cultured, and then Eric and I are typically doing Podcasters Disassembled once-ish a month. So that's what we're doing right now. I don't know when this is going to air, so any of those three, go listen to and support your local indie podcasters. Or if they're not local, listen to someone on another continent. I mean, we may have one of them here. I don't know.
I mean, technically, we've got, the East and West Coast of America, and then the East Coast of Australia.
We've tried to get the UK in here a couple of times, but it's not working out.
We're local to some of you.
Well, porn's not legal over there, so they can't really.
We need to try to have Bill on, too.
We'll get Temporal Trek on eventually.
Oh, my God. Recording with Bill is very specific.
Do we really, though? I mean, Bill's an experience.
I love when Bill makes references that I don't get and no one that listens to our podcast will get. Other podcasts, he loves bringing up Troy. And I'm like, Bill, no one that listens to this knows who Troy is.
Yeah. He's making that joke just for you.
I think he's actually making the joke for himself, but
probably. I went from coordinate to you guys here, you're the one in like the two circles or Venn diagram.
You're the one crossover.
Tyler, I swear your promos work. They're keep with it. It's great. I am living proof.
Well, yeah, it's great to have you again, Zach. And yeah,
this is fun. I'm glad we finally got to do it. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So where are we beaming to? Someone.
Klingon bird of prey.
Well, are we going to the next episode? Am I the next episode? What's the next episode?
The next episode is Matter of Honor.
So, yeah, probably to the Klingon Bird of Prey.
Yeah, that makes sense. Student exchange program.
Hold on to your butts. Transporter noises, transporter noises, transporter noises.
Say energize anymore when they teleport anyone.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
just like to, for the record, Zach's waving his hands.